Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Romans chapter 8, verse 23. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. The Bible calls the blessings we receive as Christians, for example, the peace of forgiveness, the first fruits. The full harvest is coming. We have not experienced all the blessings that God promised. Therefore, we still battle temptations and fight our sinful nature. We still feel the aches of aging bodies. Because sin has left its mark on us, we groan. But the Christian's groan is different. The world hopes things might get better. The Christian groans with certainty. We know things will get better. Our groaning is not the cry of someone abandoned by God. It is the longing of a child waiting to go home. The Apostle Paul says we wait for the redemption of our bodies. What a wonderful promise! God is not interested only in saving our souls. Jesus redeemed the whole person. The same body that grows tired and eventually dies will be raised in glory. On the last day, Christ will transform our lowly bodies to be like His glorious body. No disease, no disability, no pain, no death. Only perfect life in the presence of our Savior. How can we be so sure? Because Jesus has already walked this path. He groaned under the weight of our sin. He endured the agony of the cross. His body was laid in a grave. But on the third day, He rose. His resurrection is God's guarantee that ours is coming. His resurrection was the first fruit of others to come. Until then, we do not pretend life is easy. We bring our griefs, disappointments, and fears to our Savior. We groan and pray fervently, and we wait eagerly, knowing that every day brings us one step closer to the moment when our groans are drowned out by the song of victory that God's children will one day sing forever. Heavenly Father, thank You for making me Your child through faith in Jesus. When I grow weary under the burdens of this life, strengthen my hope as I wait for the resurrection of my body and the joy of living forever in Your presence. Through Jesus Christ, my risen Savior. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.